Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Happy Sunday. Good morning. Hope everybody is doing well out there. I'm happy to be with you this morning. Okay, today's show is going to be somewhat provocative, maybe shocking for many of you. But the bottom line is, I want you thinking. I want you thinking about a question that each of us is going to have to hurdle at some point in our life. I'm going to frame this in a little bit of a different light, but as we go through it, you may have a question, you may have a comment. Feel free to give me a call. Feel free to email me, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I do respond to each and every one of my emails personally. I appreciate emails from our listeners. Feel free to send one. Our number is 855-497-4335. Okay, so the question today's show. How many of you listening to me right now believe you will never retire? Okay. Now, I'm not talking about maybe you have a job that you love and you say, I'm going to work this job until I can no longer work this job. That's different. I'm talking about retirement. You believe you can never retire because of financial reasons, or at least never retire on the terms you had always envisioned, right? Maybe that was 60 years old, maybe it was 65, and you have a certain lifestyle in mind. But at some point, maybe you've done a little bit of the math, maybe you've kind of peeked at it, maybe you've gone full bore and done the math, and you believe you will never retire. How many of you out there listening to me are in that boat? And let me take that one step further. And this is where we're going to craft today's show. How many of you out there earning or have a combined household income of greater than $100,000, $100,000 or greater, and still believe you'll never retire? My friends, there's more people in that category than you think. It's a poignant question. Many people are living this right now, and they've either accepted it, or they're burying their head in the sand, and or they're thinking, well, this is a COVID year. Obviously, it's going to get better down the road. But this is pressing, and I want to highlight just how pressing it is as we go through the show. And it's not going to be entirely depressing. There is a solution to this. There's a way to look at the issue and solve the issue, and maybe you haven't thought about that. But let me ask that question again. How many of you out there are earning or have a combined income with your spouse of more than $100,000 annually and still believe you will never retire? We'll discuss that. I'll offer a strategy to change your direction financially for the better. Let me say this. You cannot solve the problem at the same level of thought that caused the problem. And that's a quote from Einstein. It's not verbatim. I don't know exactly how he said it, but essentially his idea was the same level of thinking that caused the issue cannot be used to solve the issue. You have to have a different level of thought to work through that problem. But back to that question, my friends, I was one of those people. And when I was in my late 30s, my early 40s, I was earning decent income, but I realized at that time, I would never retire. I would never retire, at least on the terms that I had planned from an early age. And look, I'm not saying I need to live like a Saudi prince, okay? By any means, no. Nice house, the ability to travel, very important, the ability to maintain my health, pay for health care, the ability to visit kids and grandkids, right? And to bless them. That's it. Modest lifestyle, new car every 4 or 5 years. That's all I wanted. But let's back up a little bit and let's look at what I call the conventional wisdom plan, because that's the world I was in when I had this issue, right? Great income, great benefits, but realizing, wow, we are never going to be able to retire on the terms that I feel like we were promised. If we did a certain thing, lived a certain lifestyle, committed a certain percentage of our salary, that we would be able to. But when you start doing the math, and thankfully I started doing it 20, 30 years before the realization would hit, I was like, this isn't happening. But let's look at that conventional wisdom plan, okay? This is the American system that we are taught from an early age. This is the system that's pressed into each and every one of us. And the sick joke is, this plan does not and will not work for 90%+ of working Americans today. So this plan is, go to school, get good grades, go to college, graduate, get a corporate job, feed your 401k, 20% of your income, starting in your early 20s, for 40 years, scrimp, save, do without, retire at age 65 to 70, frolic on a beach with your spouse, your best friend, travel the world, live like a rock star. And I say that because there's commercials, there's magazine ads, there's billboards everywhere. The media is behind this, pressing it into us. This is the plan. This is how it works. It doesn't work. Now, I'll tell you this. The first part of that plan in the 20th century was a good plan. The go to school, get good grades, go to college, graduate, get a corporate job. That was a fantastic plan in the 20th century. Okay. Why did it work then and it doesn't work today? And yet we still follow that, right? That's what our parents did. It's what our grandparents did. We're following the same path of conventional wisdom, but a few things have changed. What was the difference? Well, they had normal interest rates, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12%. If you're a saver, you can make that kind of money on your savings. They also had pensions. We don't have either one of those today, my friends. That corporate world, that conventional wisdom plan is broken. And that's why so many people today that have incomes of over $100,000 feel they will never retire. Well, stick with me, my friends. We're going to get through this before the end of the show. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Happy Sunday. My name is Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show, our number is 855-497-4335, or send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. Feel free to ask me any sort of real estate investing questions, how to get started. Maybe you're in a pickle, you've got an issue, what have you. That's what we're here for. We're here to help. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate mentoring and educational class. We have an office right here in Dallas-Fort Worth in Irving. Feel free to reach out to us. If you missed the earlier segment, the first segment of this show, I've got a bit of a thought-provoking question that I'm throwing out there because it's occurring in more families than you think. But how many of you out there are earning or have a combined income with your spouse of more than $100,000 annually and still believe you will never retire? I was there. I was living in that world, my friends. But what I did in my late 30s, early 40s, was I started taking a hard look at this. And I was a 401k Boy Scout, okay? We did without, scrimped, saved, put everything we can, fed that 401k, got decent returns, sometimes great returns, and still looked at it. And I knew I wasn't going to hit that number. But let's see if we can do this on the air and actually do that reverse engineering and try to come up with the math. I feel a lot of you may be in this same boat or at this same point in your life. And I like reverse engineering. It is a great way to look at a problem from a different angle, okay? Instead of saying, I need to go from point A to point B to point C to eventually get to point Z, you take a look at point Z and you go, what is that? Okay, what is that, at least in this equation, what does that number mathematically need to be? And then you can break your returns down and you can see, based on your age and your savings and your rate of return, where you are. And I made these calculations, okay? So the calculation, well, let me phrase it this way. The million-dollar question, pun definitely intended. How much money does one need to amass to retire? Okay, what is that number? All right, now keep in mind, I was in corporate America, earning great job, great benefits, six-figure salary. Let's use their rules. Let's use the rules that all the financial retirement gurus and the pundits and everyone else throws it out there. And my friends, I read this stuff weekly. Money Magazine, CNN Finance, Fox Business, Forbes, Barron's. I do this so you don't have to, okay? But anyway, let's use their rules. So the pundits will tell us, they say, hey, when you retire, you can pull 4% annually from that nest egg and never exhaust your money, okay? That's the idea. That's their way of saying you won't outlive your money, okay? Another way of saying that, if you don't want to do the 4% annually, is you need to save 25 times more than what you need annually in retirement. That's their rule. That's not Mike Harrison's rule. It's common. You'll see it out there. So if you feel you need $100,000 a year to retire, then that nest egg is $2.5 million. Okay. And let me stop you out there, because some of you are thinking in your mind, my gosh, $100,000, what kind of retirement do you want to have? This is pre-tax income. And we're not talking about $100,000 in 2020. I'm talking about $100,000 in, it just depends on where you are. Maybe it's 2040. Maybe it's 2050. Maybe it's 2060. Look, people are living well into their late 80s. People are living well into their 90s. Okay? Think about that. Right? People are going to need 25, 30, maybe 40 years. I don't know. I was just listening to the radio here in the break. One guy turned 100, okay? His birthday is 100. Dick Van Dyke turned 99. People are living well into their late 90s. Okay, so I was reverse engineering, and I had a number that I felt I needed in the future to live on. But the example is you need to save 25 times more than you need in retirement. So $100,000 a year is $2.5 million. $3 million will put you at a grand total of $120,000 a year. $4 million puts you at $160,000, right? Every million you should look at is $40,000 a year. Their rules, pre-tax, okay? Are taxes going to be higher or lower in the future? The answer to that question, higher. Will this math work? I don't know. Is it true? Is it not true? I don't know. I don't want to find out, but it's what the pundits use out there. Because the worst case is you outlive your money. How horrific would that be to be 95 years old and broke? Wow, not a situation I want to be in. And if you look further, if you read into some of this stuff, the pundits now, some of them have broken that down to 3%. Okay, 3% instead of that 4%. So now we need to save 33 times the amount, okay? 33 times. That means 1 million in savings looks like 33,000 a year. 2 million looks like 66,000 a year. Why are some of these pundits saying 3%? Very simple. Basic costs in our lives are trending up rapidly. Those basic costs, taxes, healthcare, housing. Think about it. What's healthcare going to cost in 2040? What's healthcare going to cost, or what are taxes going to be in 2040? Way more than they are now. Okay? So when I started reverse engineering, you can see how I quickly realized I wasn't going to make it. I wasn't going to make it on my terms. I was thinking $4 million literally is the number. That's $160,000 a year. Again, pre-tax, right? If you got a 40% tax rate, really, that 160 is looking more like $100,000 a year. Again, in the future, when things are very expensive, it's not a high and mighty retirement that I was seeking at all. I don't think I was asking for much. I think I was asking for a modest retirement. But that's the question. That's the concern I had. And I did the math. And, you know, I'm just hard-headed enough and I'm just rebel enough to say, Harrison, I told myself, look in the mirror. What you're doing is not working, but it's what led me to Lifestyles Unlimited. It's what led me to change my path, right? My wealth building path, my wealth creation path, my retirement path. And I think many of you out there are having these same thoughts, these same concerns, just like I did. You make great money, yet you believe you will never retire. And you know what? Good for you for at least being strong enough to address that question, because it's tough, right? It's tough. You're working every day. You're kicking butt at your job. You're putting in the extra hours. You're putting in the weekends. You're putting in the extra travel time. You're feeding that 401k. You get the bonus. Boom. Let's put it in the retirement fund. You get a nice commission check. Boom. No, we can drive the car another year. We can do without new carpet. Let's put it in the retirement fund, right? Think of it, my friends. 20% of people ages 70 to 74 are still working. A lot of people truly believe they will never retire, even though they're earning $100,000 plus a year. The system's broken. We're going to be right back after a short break. We're going to talk about what you can do to change your path. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. Happy to be with you today. My name is Mike Harrison. Okay, before we get back to my question that I threw out, and if you missed the earlier segments, we'll get to that here in just a sec. I want to talk about our expo. Our annual expo that we have. It's in fact, you can go to LifestylesUnlimitedExpo2021.com. LifestylesUnlimitedExpo2021.com. It's April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st. My friends, this is the largest event of its kind, and I will tell you, it's the best real estate networking and learning event of its kind in the country. And I don't say that lightly. If you can find a way to get down there, if you are even slightly interested in real estate investing, or maybe you've started. Maybe you're very seasoned. I met a lot of people last year at our expo, and we have people that come from all 50 states, and some people come from other countries from around the world to attend this expo, okay? This is a serious event, but it's April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st. But I met a lot of investors that owned 5, 10, one gentleman owned 20-plus single-family units, and they were not members of Lifestyles Unlimited. But they came to maybe see, learn a little bit, and see a different way, a more effective way, if possible. You've got to continue this learning curve, right? We've got to continue to stay sharp. And the expo is one of those places where you can do it. If you're undecided, bring your spouse, take a look, have a discussion, talk to people, okay? That's what it's all about, is meeting, connecting, learning, experiencing life-changing principles, what we do, how we do it, why we do it. You can find that at Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2021. I remember my first expo that I went to many years ago, and I went by myself. I took a vacation day from work, and I drove down the evening before, got a hotel not far from the convention center there in downtown. In fact, that's where it is, the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas. Okay, I think I did not say it was in Houston, but it's in Houston, Texas. We do it there every year. But my first one, I remember I drove down, rented a hotel room the night before, got in pretty late that evening, got up early the next morning, and went to the expo. Boom, what an eye-opener. And people are just so friendly. You can just walk right up, and there's vendor booths there, and start a discussion. Hey, here's what I'm looking at. Here's what I'm thinking. There's breakout classes. There's all, you name it, all things real estate investing, at least what we do, single family properties and apartment communities. You can see people that do it, talk to people, ask them questions, meet investors. It's a fantastic event, okay? If you have any questions for today's show, our number is 855-497-4335, or email me, askmike@luinc.com. All right, today's question. How many of you out there are earning or have a combined income with your spouse of more than $100,000 annually and still believe you will never retire? My friends, there's more people in that boat than you may think. I'm not here to shock you. I just want to stimulate some thoughts. That's a question every one of you is going to have to address at some point in your life. You might as well address it now. I did, and thankfully I was hard-headed enough in my late 30s to say, hey, maybe this isn't working. Maybe this conventional plan is fake news, right? Maybe this isn't working. Everything they're telling us to do, are we going to get to our number? I don't know. Maybe the plan is just for you to just work. Until there's a corporate layoff, or your company is bought out or sold, and they just leave you there, right? Well, anyway, did I solve my dilemma? You bet I did. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's the part of the show I want you to listen up, though. Write this down. I'll tell you right now, the way to solve this problem, the way to solve your retirement concern, is opposite of what you're focusing on. I reverse engineered it. I did the math backwards. Realized it wasn't working. And then I said, okay, how am I going to solve this problem? What are we going to do? What are we going to do different? Well, I'll tell you this. You cannot solve the problem at the same level of thought that caused the problem. Okay? I didn't say that. Albert Einstein did. And I don't think he said it exactly like that. I just remember the quote, but it's something pretty much along those lines. So what does that mean? Well, instead of focusing on saving an amount in a bag, and again, $1 million equals $40,000 if you use their rules annually, right? 4%, you can spend 4% annually of your nest egg and never exhaust those funds. So, but instead of focusing on saving the $1 million, the $2 million, the $3 million, the $5 million, whatever you believe you need, do something different. Focus on the monthly cash flow. That's the solution. It's not the bag of money. It's how much do you have coming in each and every month. That's the solution. That is 180 degree opposite of the conventional wisdom plan. My friends, retirement is not a bag of money. It's not an age. It is a steady monthly stream of income. That's what it is. If you could quit working tomorrow, but you know next month you're going to have X amount coming in, $5, $8, $10, $15,000, could you retire if you wanted? Absolutely. On your terms, provided your passive income was greater than your financial obligations. So quit focusing on trying to save that bag of money. That's 20th century mentality. It worked back then. You had standard interest rates. You had pension plans. You had a little different financial system than we're looking at today. Okay, so stop using 20th century practices to work in the 21st century, because you're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. You're going to get burned. You can easily create a real estate business that will A, create predictable passive income, and B, build foundational generational wealth. I did a show a few weeks back you may want to listen to if you haven't heard it. It's called The Cash Flow Snowball. Go to our website, Lifestyles Unlimited, and hit the radio button. Go to the bottom. Scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a little search bar. Type in Cash Flow Snowball or type in Mike Harrison and you'll find that show. You should listen to it. That's what you do. You create a cash flow snowball. You don't focus on the bag of money. And then here's the beauty. Here at Lifestyles Unlimited, we'll teach you how to do that. We'll answer your questions. We'll provide mentors that will guide you. Mentors that have actually done this. These are not hired guns. Hey, you want to come be a mentor? These are people that join Lifestyles Unlimited at some point in their life, changed their life, left their job, left their corporate world, whatever it was. Maybe they were entrepreneurs and owned their own business. I know many that have sold their business since and do nothing but real estate investing. And then Dale Walmsley taps him on the shoulder and says, hey, buddy, hey, remember when I taught you what you needed to know to become a millionaire? Yeah. Now I need you to come and give back. Okay, let's do it. You're right. We do need to give back. That's part of what we do. That's part of when we sign up. If we're going to teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited how to become a millionaire, how to create passive income, how to grow your wealth, well, at some point we're going to tap you on the shoulder and we're going to say, we need you to give back. We need you to teach the new group that's coming in. We need you to teach the new folks. So our mentors are the real deal. They are people that have done what we do. They have found a way around this dilemma, right? They were people earning $100,000+ a year, just like you, just like other people. And they said, hey, it's not working. They did the reverse math just like I did. Now, some of you listening, you may say, well, Harrison, why $100,000? There's a lot of people that don't make $100,000. And I'll say, you're right. But if people earning $100,000 don't feel like they can retire, how about people not earning $100,000? What are they thinking? It's a big issue, my friends. Let's continue to talk about it. We'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. Happy to be with you this morning. Before we get back to our show, I want to talk about our free workshop, how you can find out about Lifestyles Unlimited, how we make money five ways on a single-family property and six ways on a multifamily community. You can find that at freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. We're doing them live. They're not webinars. You can ask questions. You can do it from the comfort of your living room with your best friend, your spouse, your neighbor, anybody that may be interested in real estate. But it's where I learned real estate. It's where I learned about Lifestyles Unlimited. I had tried real estate on my own. Real estate's very forgiving. I had bought a single family property, actually earned 9% at the end of the year, and said, wow, maybe there's something to this. I need to be more effective. And that's how I found Lifestyles Unlimited. Attended one of their free workshops. We had to do it in person. That was pre-COVID. Now it's much easier. Our next workshops are December 15th, December 17th, and December 22nd. They're about 90 minutes long. Again, ask as many questions as you want, but come see what we do, how we do it, why we do it, and how it works, okay? Time-tested, proven. We didn't invent these principles. We just utilized best practices learned over the years by Dale Walmsley, passed on to us, and made more effective because as members, we share our strategies with each other. We open our books. Here's what we did on this property. Here's what we did on this property. We are truly the sharpest, best real estate investors in the country, hands down. You want to join Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, the price has been reduced because of COVID. It's $297 for 1 year. Okay? If you buy 1 year, you get one free. So it's actually $297 for 2 years. You can find that at financialfreedomlivestream.com. That will give you access to our 16-hour, our two-day 16-hour class. I believe we've broken that up as well into four parts of 4 hours each. But at the end of that class, you will know what you need to know to become a real estate investor. It will teach you everything. Single family is day one. Multifamily is day two. Get educated, my friends. That's the most important part. Understand what you're doing, how to do it, why to do it. And that makes it, it's really just a mathematical equation, right? That makes you much more effective than if you tried this on your own. Okay, back to today's question. How many of you out there are earning or have a combined income with your spouse of more than $100,000 annually and still believe you will never retire? Well, there's actually an article that came out December 9th, right? It was the stimulus for today's show because I had that same question in my mind years ago. There's actually an article on Fox Business. And it says half of Americans with incomes over $100,000 fear they'll never retire. Feel free to look it up yourself. And then it says it's not just lower earners who worry about retirement. My friends, this article should make your blood boil, okay? Especially if you've dedicated 10, 20, 30 years into the conventional wisdom plan of scrimping, saving, doing without and feeding the 401k in the hopes that one day you will have that carefree retirement, get to frolic on the beach like the older people do in the commercials where they've got the khakis rolled up, they've got the light pink shirt on, and they're dancing in some fantastic beach in the Caribbean. It's not real, my friends. It's not real. So I see this article and I say, wow, that's kind of what started me years ago. And I dug into this article thinking, okay, let's see what the financial pundit solution is to this. This will make your blood boil. Okay, so it sets it up and it says, wealthier Americans are worried. In fact, a recent survey of U.S. adults aged 40 to 65 with annual household incomes of at least $100,000, a surprising 50% said they're worried they won't ever be able to retire. And this is according to Edelman Financial Engines. So what is the solution they offer? I'm telling you right now, I got a solution for you at Lifestyles Unlimited, and that's how to create passive income one house at a time, $400 a month. And you can do it much cheaper than trying to save $1, $2, $3, $4 million to live on. That's not how it works. So number one, here's what you need to do. They say, identify one expense to cut back on. So my friends, you've been working 20, 30 years in corporate America. You're saving, you're scrimping, you're saving. And what do they say? Hey, find an expense to cut back on. What a slap in the face. So it says, if you're earning $100,000 a year or more and can't manage to squeeze out retirement plan contributions, it could be that your budget is failing you or you're just not following a budget at all. And it says, scale back on your annual vacation. And if you normally spend $800 a month on leisure and dining out, cut that amount in half. Lower your lifestyle again, my friends. Do without some more. You know what I'm not cutting back on? I'm not cutting back on my family vacations, right? It's all about the memories, the time that you spent together. You don't get time with your family often enough. It's difficult. If we can get all our kids in one fantastic, wonderful place, we're doing it. Now, we're not getting the $3,500 a month, the villa. We'd like to one day. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. But let's go have some fun in the Caribbean. Let's do some scuba diving. Let's lay out on the beach. Let's drink $9 cocktails, whatever that is. Enjoy. Have a good time. So here it is for you earning $100,000 or more. Just continue to cut back on those expenses. That's going to save you. Here's the next one. And this one's really dangerous. I'm seeing more of this on these financial websites and financial pages. If you think you'll never retire, their second suggestion in this article, it's on Fox Business, invest aggressively. Okay. You're already putting all your money in the stock market. Now we need to make those dangerous investments. And yes, they are dangerous. Wall Street sneezes and your net worth goes down 40%. They're telling you, get more aggressive with your investments. Wow. Danger, my friends. Danger. The car is falling apart, so I want you to drive faster. That's what they're saying. No. They come here at the end and they're saying, invest your savings largely in stocks. You can see an average annual 8% return just below the market's average. All told, that will leave you with close to $315,000. If you can create another $500 a month, you'll be looking at $524,000 instead. So $524, what are they saying? So invest aggressively. Maybe it works out. 4%, my calculator here. Wow, bingo, another $20,000, $21,000 a year to invest in aggressively. That's, again, provided that there's no downturns in the market, there's no major issues with our country politically, there's no issues on Wall Street. Sounds like a dangerous plan, my friends. Why wouldn't you take that money and go buy 15 rent houses paying you $400 a month each? I don't know. But they're telling you to invest more aggressively. That is danger. And then here it is, number three. The bellwether, the big winner of what you should do. Keep in mind, you're that earner. You're that high six-figure earner. You're putting all your money in the 401k. What do they tell you to do? Alter your retirement plans. There it is. Nope. You're not going to be able to retire at age 65. You're not going to be able to retire at age 70. Why don't we just kick the can down the road? Why don't you just retire at age 77? Continue to work even longer so that by the time you do retire, your body is so broken, so destroyed that you won't have time to enjoy retirement. That is no solution at all, my friends. But we're seeing more and more of this out there. It's almost like the financial media, they can't keep the horse in the barn, right? They can't keep the horse in the barn knowing that this conventional wisdom plan of feeding the 401k is going to leave a lot of people not doing very well in a short amount of time. And that's, what, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years as more folks in my generation begin to retire. So talking about this aggressive investing more aggressively, I told you I'm seeing more of that on the financial side. I found another article. It's actually an interview, a guy named Sebastian Page, T. Rowe Price, head of global multi-asset. He's talking how current portfolio diversifications must change. They must change because they're not working. Remember when I told you some of the pundits, they used to always use 4% of your nest egg, and now many are using 3% of your nest egg? I'm just going to give you some quotes from the article here. He says, quote, given low expected returns going forward and increased longevity risk, end quote. What does that mean? He's saying the returns are going down and people are living longer. They're wanting you to take more risk, which is going to make it more dangerous. My friends, follow our plan at Lifestyles Unlimited. We'll teach you how to set yourself free. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's a lifestyle. Make it a great day.
listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.